Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, Tom Gola, Wayne Hightower, Joey Devine, Hubie White, Ted Luckinville, Howie Montgomery, Sean Keane, special Patreons, Patrick Disselhorst, thank you, Patrick. Jack Keneally, thank you, Jack. Musical guest, Bruce Hornsby, and The Range. And now the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of Round Ball Rock, and we are back with a brand new episode of Round Ball Rock. Why am I always so bad at that, Sean?
You're the temporary host.
That is why I'm the temporary host. That voice you're hearing is, of course, permanent co-host Sean Keane. Sean, how are you doing?
I'm good. I watched some exciting NBA basketball tonight, and the Warriors are back, baby!
They really are. Maybe we
I just
talk
watched
about that
the
later.
First game, so I just assume the Warriors are back.
So, oh no, see, I assumed you were saying the Warriors that we know and love are back after the 5-year absence. You know, the one that has a guy that they're paying a max contract to that no one is sure if he's good, only two veterans, and then is incredibly young but also somehow shallow at the same time.
No, it's just a good team.
Run like hell, can't play defense. Tim Kawakami is tweeting just general plus minus stats for a player he's decided he hated. It really felt like I woke back up in 2008.
It's great. Like a lot of weird second round picks and ones from Europe, but also people are sort of inexplicably hurt all the time. Mm-hmm. Suddenly. Mm-hmm. Just really skinny guards and small forwards. A lot of fouling.
So much fouling. The Warriors are truly back. I used to say that when the Warriors started winning, I was always worried that I actually got hit by a bus and that I was dead. But now I guess I was in a coma and I woke up this morning.
Yeah, and everything was just as you'd remembered
it. Yeah, exactly. should we talk about the news? Oh, no, let's do reader mail question.
We got one reader mail, yeah.
All right, this is, in fact, it's the most pressing reader mail question we maybe have ever gotten. So let's hear from some readers.
This is Round Ball Rock Reader Mail. Communications from listeners. Why do we call it Reader Mail? It is confusing for robots.
All right, Sean. This comes from our Patreon, Lou. He asks, or he says...
I assume it's Lou Bega, right?
Yeah, it's Lou Bega. Yeah, a little bit of Monica. In between a little bit of Monica and a little bit of... Catherine?
Karen? I don't know.
Karen? Yeah. Lou Bega stopped by to ask... Jim Boylan actually installed a functioning punch clock that his players have to use to check in and out of the practice facility. What coaching cliche will he materialize next? Before we answer this question, Sean, a lot of great Boylan news this week. Do you want to run us through
So there was
our favorite Uncle Fester turned night to like Bear Bryant hybrid?
So the Athletic did... I would say probably not an inspiring profile of Jim Boylan recently. So some of the stuff is very much focused on Jim Boylan's over the top, sort of like working class lunch pail background. Mm-hmm. So first of all, 3 days before the start of training camp, the way they phrase this is Boylan brought in another memory of his factory days. He ordered a time clock to the right. Resting in two small adjacent gray placeholders are the players' time cards. So, when guys come through the doors, they punch in now, Boylan said. Punching in to work. Players have to be in the building 45 minutes before practice starts.
And practice is 3 hours long.
That was kind of happening last year, too. Coincidentally, a lot of people got hurt. Practice is 3 hours long. The cafeteria closes 30 minutes before practice starts. So I guess you have like 15 minutes to eat, but... You're really eating before practice? Anyway, but also, supposedly, like, this is proof of his working class background. Jerry Reinsdorf's son, Michael Reinsdorf, offered him a luxury sedan, and Boylan was like, no, that's too fancy for me. Give me a Cadillac Escalade. Which, I think of as a fancy car. Am I wrong about that? Like, isn't an Escalade, like...
Yes. I do think of it as a fancy car, yes.
I think of it as something an NBA player would maybe drive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, definitely.
So he's literally having people punch a clock.
I think that, what's the Chicago Labor Board called? Whatever. The Labor Board needs to investigate making your employees show up 45 minutes early.
Right, that's weird.
Like, are they punching in and are they getting paid for that 45 minutes?
Right. Like, what's going to happen is it's going to be really fun with those time cards. And then Jerry Reinsdorf realizes he's got to not only does Zach LaVine have a near max salary, but he's been earning time and a half every day at practice. So the cap implications are crazy for this.
Yeah.
I think they're going to definitely start serving the post-game meal in lunch pails for sure.
Yeah, well, then they'll install girders above the United Center that they have to sit on.
They have to sit above the court and eat them, just swinging their feet. Lunch pail guys clocking in.
I'll tell you what coaching cliche I think is coming next. It's not a coaching cliche, though.
Because
this motherfucker is a straight up middle manager. this is not coaching behavior.
This isn't even like boss shit.
This is assistant manager at Blockbuster, shift leader at Blockbuster shit. You know what I mean? I'm going to tell you what he's installing next.
What's that?
He's going to have the words. Got time to lean, you got time to clean, painted above the door.
Yeah.
On the before they enter the arena.
Right, right. Like that play like a champion sign.
Yeah.
But exactly. That's the one the players are supposed to slap on their way into the court.
And he doesn't mean clean the glass.
No, he's
they will be buffing the court in between at stoppages in play.
Yeah, and I've also heard that for all road games within the Central Division, they're going to travel on a city bus.
He's also not going to take any player out until they do their side work.
Right, right. Yeah. Which is like laying out towels and Gatorades and stuff. Yeah. Which player on the team do you think is responding to this the best?
Chris Dunn.
I think it's Ryan Arcidiacono.
Oh, of course. I didn't count him. He's like right. Boylan's son.
He's like Boylan's son. Like no, he's been legally adopted at this point. Tomas Satoransky, too, is just going to be like, he is going to be the problem because of his European background. He's going to be like, well, normally we get a 3-hour lunch. So, like, how are we working this into the siesta schedule and the cigarette break, the mandatory cigarette break every 30 minutes? How does that work?
All right, Sean.
Oh, also, Lowry is probably like, don't we get like 200 vacation days a year? I'm from Scandinavia.
But yeah, Sean, it's your turn to answer. What coaching cliche is he bringing up next?
Well, I thought he would be serving things in the lunch pail, but,
oh, right. Sorry. My bad.
Yeah. But the other thing that I think he's going to be really big on the giving 110% thing.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, he's going to make players actually like do sprints for 4.8 minutes after the game because they're supposed to be playing 110%. So like the arena will clear and it's like, why aren't the Bulls available for interviews yet? And it's like, well, they have to run suicides for nearly 5 minutes, for 4 minutes and 48 seconds.
I think he's also going to install, I know the NBA has made it that players can all wear whatever shoes they want.
Yeah.
Not Boylan, though.
No.
Steel-toe boots.
Steel-toe boots, they gotta be black.
Yeah. Definitely. Non-slip. They have to be non-slip. The other thing I think he's gonna do, for sure, is he's installing that Flintstone whistle.
Like a literal bird?
No, like the work is done whistle. You know what I mean?
I thought you meant an animal doing a human job. But no. The big
The work whistle, and then you slide down your brontosaurus on your way, then go home. Yeah. You know, that whistle.
Yeah. I thought that was maybe an animal that had been enslaved to do that
test.
I
mean, probably. But
you might be right. I can't really remember.
It's just what I think of when I think of that particular work whistle, you know?
Uh-huh. Right.
Because I've never worked at a coal mine in the 1930s.
Do you think he'd ever go for like additional uniforms beyond the uniforms they're already wearing?
Oh, for sure. I know exactly. Actually, I know exactly what he's going to do.
What's that?
He's going to make them wear ties to history class that day.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. I also think that their warmups are going to change from like Nike jackets and warmup pants to just full on navy blue coveralls.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
They're going to look like the men at work.
Mm-hmm. And then they're going to win 26 games.
All right. Well, that's reader mail for today.
Thanks, Lou.
And
thanks, Jim Boylan.
Yeah, mainly thanks, Jim Boylan. I mean, we also appreciate you, Lou, obviously, but Jim Boylan has brought so much to my life. You know what else brings a lot to my life, Sean?
What's that?
Gambling.
Oh, hell yeah.
A little bit of an excitement in my life, and I especially love to gamble on basketball, because pro and college ball are tipping off, and there's no better way to feel a part of the action than to have a stake in the game with mybookie.ag, Sean.
I agree.
Yeah. The NBA is back in action, and it's time to turn your attention from carving pumpkins to the crazy year of basketball we have ahead of us. The offseason was especially eventful this year, and the league was thrown for a loop. You know what else has been thrown for a loop, Sean?
What's that, Joey?
My bank account.
Whoa!
Because I put... using our promo code ROUNDROCK, I put $100 in my mybookie.ag account, and they matched it and gave me $100 more to play with. It's like having a pit boss on your phone.
It really is.
A little bit We've of walking around money. We have been to Vegas.
That's how it works there. That's how it works on mybookie.ag.
Except, you know what? With mybookie.ag, you don't ever have to give money to Tillman Fertitta.
Whoa,
hello. So that's a positive.
Yeah, we did that.
We won.
We did win, but like, yeah. You want to stay out. Look, if you're not gambling at the Nugget, you're keeping money out of Tillman's pocket.
All right. So, Sean, I was looking at our NBA odds.
Uh-huh.
Couple of little bets. We're going to be talking about who we think will be up for the NBA championship this year.
Uh-huh.
But I figured I'd run through those odds a little bit. How's that
sound? Yeah, I love it.
Your favorite, according to mybookie.ag, the LA Clippers at +350. Bet $100, win $350. Not bad. Not a bad bet.
Not at all.
Sean? What about the LA Lakers? What do you think their odds are?
Slightly worse than the Clippers.
+400, baby.
Oh, nice.
The Bucks +565. The Sixers +630. I like that value, Joey. Yeah, it is good value. The Rockets +600.
I hate that value, Joey.
Sean, you know who does not respect the Jazz?
The bookmakers.
The oddsmakers, because they're +1300.
Oh, my God.
It is not out of the realm of possibility that they win the NBA championship, right?
That's not a terrible bet. Unfortunately,
bet a dollar, $130? Come on, man.
Mm-hmm. And then you can brag to everyone on Twitter that you saw it coming.
Respected them.
Yeah.
And
I think you just win $13, though, right?
Oh, sorry. $13. Yeah, my bad.
But
it
still,
would be $10, $130. But what about our beloved Golden State Warriors, Sean?
Oh, that's a great bet for sure.
+1200. Worse odds than the Jazz and the Nuggets.
Who do you think's going to have a better chance at the NBA title this year, Joey? I'm saying the Jazz or the Nuggets.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, wow.
And look, we know we have got a lot of Portland Trailblazers fans in the audience.
Yeah, give us those odds.
+2700.
You know what? Once again, those big market bookmakers have disrespected the Portland Trail Blazers. You know why? Because they're afraid of the sexual freedom and environmentalism of the Pacific Northwest.
So if you feel like you want to spend big money on your small market energy, bet big today at mybookie.ag using the code ROUNDROCK.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll match your deposit dollar for dollar up to $1,000. But you know what, Sean? I'm done talking about basketball. It's time to talk politics.
There's political bets.
Of course there's political bets. Uh-huh. There's a whole Donald Trump section, Sean.
Can you bet on impeachment?
You sure can. it's loading right now. All right, here we go. Sean, your Donald Trump specials.
Okay.
Will Donald Trump be impeached before the 2020 elections?
Ooh.
Yes, +175. No, -250.
I think I would bet on impeachment, Joey.
I think I would too. Will Donald Trump run for re-election in 2020? No, +450. And yes, -700.
The no is tempting, Joey.
It is. All right, will Donald Trump be elected to a second term as POTUS?
Uh-huh.
No, +160. Yes, -230. I gotta say, that if if that doesn't get your, we should be taking it to the streets that the bookmakers think the odds of him being president a second time are that huge.
Yeah. We need some kind of Pod Save America gambling hybrid podcast.
All right, and finally, I love this bet, Sean. This is such a sick bet.
Okay.
Because the odds are crazy on this one. Will Trump resign before the end of his first term, Sean?
Whoa, like no chance, right?
Well, then you are with the MyBookie.ag bookmakers because the no is minus 9,000. You have to bet $9,000 to win $100.
Wow.
The yes is plus 1,200.
Now, look, the odds are good enough that I could see Trump resigning just to get like a bunch of people to bet on him resigning and like collect that as his final payday.
That's our MyBookie ad read. Thank you, MyBookie. Thank you, listeners. Please help us out. Use that. Help yourself out. Help your wallet out by using promo code ROUNDROCK to activate the offer. That's promo code ROUNDROCK, and they'll double your cash. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you don't resign. Should we go to the news?
Yeah, let's go to the news.
This is Round Ball Rock News. Basketball news for humans and robots. Trust the process.
All right, Sean. Run us through our first big story tonight. I'm going to tell you right now, I did not read this because I wanted to be surprised.
Okay. So Spin Magazine did a
Bob
feature. Bob Guccione Jr.'s baby. Axl Rose was very mad at him.
Yeah, get in the ring, baby.
He said he was pissed off because his dad got more pussy than him. Mm-hmm. Because Bob Guccione Sr. Publishes Penthouse magazine. Brett Slampson contributes to those forums a lot, actually.
While we're talking about Axl Rose, can I tell you a funny Axl Rose factoid I learned this week, actually?
Yeah, please.
So Axl Rose at one point wanted to fight Vince Neil from Motley Crue, or at least he told everyone he wanted to fight Vince Neil from Motley Crue.
Mm-hmm.
Because Vince Neil beat up Izzy Stratlin. Okay. You want to know why Vince Neil beat up Izzy Stratlin? Because Izzy groped Vince Neil's wife. But
yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, it seems like maybe you'd punch Izzy Stratlin for that. But Axl Rose, to defend the honor of his friend Izzy Stradlin, who he would later punch, I'm sure.
Yeah.
His thing was like, nobody punches him but me. Started going around in the press constantly talking about how he was going to beat the shit out of Vince Neil. And Vince Neil, because Vince Neil does fight people.
Yeah, he fought people a lot, I think. Yeah.
Was like, yeah, I'll fight Axl Rose. I'll do it right now. And then Axl Rose, this is what we're getting to, Sean. Axl Rose did maybe the funniest thing I've ever heard. He would send Vince Neil messages saying, yeah, we're going to fight tonight. Meet me in the parking lot of the Tower Records on Sunset tonight. And then Vince Neil would show up and Axl Rose would never show up. And he did this multiple times. One time he was like, we're fighting tonight at the Santa Monica Pier. And he would just send Vince Neil, who very much wanted to fight, all over Los Angeles, waiting to fight Axl Rose in places that if Axl Rose and Vince Neil fought in the parking lot of the Tower Records on the Sunset Strip. Like 8,000, it would like stop traffic.
Well, and you know what else would stop traffic? Vince Neil drunk driving all over Los Angeles trying to fight Axl Rose. The Motley Crue book has an amazing story. The Nikki Sixx book, the Heroin Diaries,
sure.
Something. And there's a great moment from Slash where Motley Crue was super disappointed when Guns N' Roses opened for them, and they're like, they're like the other dirtbag band. Mm-hmm. And then they just have like all this coke out and be like, come on, we're gonna party. And the guys at Guns N' Roses were like real quiet because they didn't want to let them know that all of them were addicted to heroin. Mm-hmm. So they didn't like party as much as they just nodded out. Mm-hmm. And all the guys at Motley Crue were like, what the hell? What's going on? We thought these guys were animals.
You know what's weird about Nikki Sixx's book being called The Heroin Diaries?
Uh-huh.
A lot of basketball in it. Not that much heroin. Where The Basketball Diaries, of course, has not that much basketball. Tons of heroin.
But a lot of heroin, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, back to Spin Magazine. So Thank you for the detour, yeah. Listeners.
Yeah. So Spin Magazine had a bunch of musicians to make NBA predictions. I'll be honest, I had not heard of some of these bands.
Well, we're going to go through that, I assume.
We're going to hit, yeah, we'll just hit the, so, but absolute pantheon NBA musician Bruce Hornsby let us off.
All right, what did Bruce Hornsby say? Bruce Hornsby, of course, you children will know him as the, he plays the piano on Tupac's Changes.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Tours with the Grateful Dead, but has never been an official member.
Mm-hmm. Power move, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. He has two college basketball playing sons, I believe, too. Also, Bruce Hornsby is like 6'5".
Beat
yeah.
Allen Iverson at horse. Most important thing about
yes,
Bruce
it's
Hornsby.
Very important, yeah. So, Bruce Hornsby, I'm going to give you a little more from Bruce Hornsby than from other people, because he talked about a bunch. Most of these bands focus on their favorite team. Bruce Hornsby, clearly a fan of the whole league. Here's Bruce Hornsby's quote on the New York Knicks. Even Phil had a tough time. D'Antoni, Hornacek, etc. The revolving coaching door makes for an extremely unattractive destination for big-time game-changing free agents. And not even my man, the incredibly persuasive filmic icon Spike Lee, has been able so far to lure the top echelon of killers to the vaunted venue on 34th Street. But we hopefuls will look to RJ Barrett and Ignas Brazdeikis, I just looked at the roster, to channel the spirits of Mike Riordan and Dave the Rave Stallworth to turn this thing around. And lest we forget, Hawthorne Wingo. Okay, so it's very... It is very clear that Bruce Hornsby has been spending a lot of time with Bill Walton on tour with the Grateful Dead. Then he talked about the Bulls, an excerpt from his Bulls essay. Maybe it's time to give All-Star Weekend perennial celebrity game titan Win Butler a 10-day contract, certain to fill the U with Arcade Fire faithful and turn it into a rolling mosh pit of foaming, frothing fandom, inspiring a heightened level of play.
That's what Boylan does, though.
Yeah.
So I mean, clearly Bruce Hornsby does not watch the Bulls very much, because Jim Boylan has people way more likely to mosh than fucking Win Butler.
Well, will they do that in weird old-timey suits and like vintage dresses? That's what Bruce wants. And also, he said that the Suns should sign Elena Deladon. Mm-hmm. Which I'm like, yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Then we have Colin Molloy of the Decemberists. I should say his. Oh, it's Molloy?
Yeah.
So let me say it. Colin Molloy. That's how you're supposed to pronounce his name, right? Right.
But before you say anything, I want to say something about Colin Molloy.
Yes.
Do you know that Colin Molloy wrote a book last year, Sean?
Was it about, like, the sea?
I don't know. But someone sent me the acknowledgments page, and in that book, he thanks Robert Mueller for his bravery.
Oh my god, so is he a Krasenstein?
Basically, I guess,
He's a fan of the FBI. Great, cool guy. So he's clearly a fan because he picked the Blazers to return to the Western Conference Championship.
Okay.
He said he doesn't like Hassan Whiteside, but he did not compare the team to an old sailing ship that had a disaster. So that's...
What's the point?
Probably
then?
A positive, right? But yeah. And I'm sure he said it in a really whiny atonal way. That's my guess.
Of course.
Yeah. All right. I'm not even going to, I didn't write down this guy's name. He's the drummer from Imagine Dragons. And apparently the drummer for the Imagine Dragons is a diehard Atlanta Hawks fan.
Hey, that's cool.
No, he's actually a fan. He had like some roster analysis in this, but he thought the Hawks would go 41-41, and he thought they would edge out Detroit and Miami for the 8 seed.
You know what? Not a bad prediction after watching them play tonight, man.
Yeah, and really, he believed in Trae Young, and he just thought that Reddish and Hunter was a good young combo to put around the team. It's like, look, this guy knew what he was talking about.
So yeah, his band sucks, but at least he's good at predicting basketball.
Yeah. Adam Duritz, I'm not going to make you rip the audio for this because it kind of sucks.
It's boring.
He had a video message.
Adam Duritz, look, Sean, not everyone who listens to our podcast is between the ages of 36 and 39, so we should explain who Adam Duritz is.
Adam Duritz is the lead singer of Counting Crows.
Who you are may like know... Third Eye Blind, but sad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good description. Some of you probably know him from... Doesn't he do a song on the Shrek soundtrack, too?
Probably.
These guys have, like, turned into... They're like a big touring band, I think, but they really just kind of have two albums. So it's like if the Grateful Dead, yeah. I'm not going to keep
talking. You know what, the Counting Crows are like Proto Train.
Yeah, that's a good, and Adam Duritz has like crazy dreadlocks that were revealed a couple years ago to be like a weave the whole time. And at one point, Counting Crows were so hot in the mid-90s that Adam Duritz dated both Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston. Mm-hmm. Not simultaneously, but...
Adam Duritz looks like a man wearing a costume. And not like a Halloween costume. Like, he looks like a man in a comedy dressed in disguise.
He looks kind of like... The thing Adrian Brody is wearing when he does that really offensive intro of Sean Paul on Saturday Night Live. Do you
Absolutely.
Know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
yeah, and
I
he's like, he looks
about.
Like he's pretending to be a reggae man.
You know what? That I will play. Hold on.
Man, Jamaica, man, you know, Rastafari, you know, you got the old family in the house, you know, we got Sean Peter, you know, you got Sean Paul, you got Sean Mary.
All right, Sean.
Yeah, so he's like, Adam Duritz is famously like a Cal sports super fan, which is really sad now. Mm-hmm. It was cool when Marshawn Lynch and Aaron Rodgers were there.
Okay, this is too much on Duritz. We gotta keep going.
Anyway, Duritz just said, they do a video. Duritz says he thinks the Warriors are going to win it all again. Then they pan over to Steve Kerr, who says no comment. Mm-hmm. America's funniest NBA coach, and it's not going to get tedious at all this season. Mm. Two guys talked about the Bulls. One guy, Jack Dolan from Twin Peaks.
Don't know what that is.
He says the Bulls will win 40 games. Mike Kinsella from the band American Football says they'll win.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah. They'll win 18 games. This is a very good quote from Mike Kinsella. Everyone my age is grandfathered into being a Bulls fan because of the 90s, but these days there really isn't a reason to be. Even the coach they got, the first couple of weeks after he was hired, all the players already hated him. It's ugly.
Wow. Emo man, American football, taking shots at Boylan. God, I couldn't speak. I was so shocked.
Yeah. I got to say, the time clock bothered me a little bit, but then emo man, that really made me start doubting the Bulls. Other guys that are definitely real basketball fans, the guys from Junior Junior, which is what the band Dale Earnhardt Junior Junior is now known as.
Wait, why?
Why did they drop the Dale Earnhardt?
Yeah.
I don't know, because...
I mean, it was a terrible name anyway.
But Dale Earnhardt Junior likes their band, too, so I don't know what... I think they just got sick of, like, explaining it.
But now the band their band is Jur Jur. That is the name of their band.
Yeah, it's Jur Jur, not Junior Junior.
I'm just saying, whatever. If you're reading it,
Yeah, I was confused. And then...
anyway, keep going.
Look, band names are only getting worse, Joey. One of the guys said... Okay, so these two guys both were talking about the Detroit Pistons. One of them said, Derrick Rose, Sekou Doumbouya, Markieff Morris, and Tony Snell are decent enough being as handcuffed as we were. We still don't have a true starting shooting guard or small forward or point guard for that matter. So I'm not sure we can do much better than 41-41 like last year. I think it's reasonable that we can win one more game than last year and be 42-40. Maybe we're all going to realize we miss Ish Smith, though.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how being a Pistons fan goes.
He's right.
Yeah,
he's right, because that happened 3 minutes into today's game. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah.
But Reggie Jackson got booed by the fans in the first quarter.
Yeah, he goes on to explain, this is how being a Pistons fan goes. You hate saying goodbye to almost every player, even backup point guards. That's what it's come to.
Wow.
I mean, I didn't think that would accompany a 42-40 prediction. Joey, do you know the band Whitney?
Nope.
Well, Julian Ehrlich from Whitney says the Blazers are winning 49 games. Okay, this is, I think, the guy who might have the best basketball take. Dave Hartley from The War on Drugs. Do you like The War on Drugs, Joey?
I do like The War on Drugs. Yeah, I prefer Kurt Vile, but...
Yeah, I like them both. Dave Hartley says, for the record, I feel like the looming storm clouds of global warming are another reason so many GMs were willing to go all in and trade a zillion far future draft picks for a star. These GMs are lords of statistical projection, and let's just say statistical projections of what the world is going to look like in 10 years when climate change really starts to get rolling aren't exactly rosy. So fuck it. Why not trade an unprotected 2026 first round pick?
Holy shit.
What a take. 5 points. 5 point take, Dave Hartley.
I'm going to say right now, I would like Spin Magazine make this happen in conversation, Dave Hartley and Kyrie Irving.
Oh my God. I mean, look, man, it's Steve Ballmer seems like he in particular could actually move the needle on how much global warming happens. That makes me most nervous. Like, like Tillman and Daryl Morey, whatever. They're just like those guys just don't. They're nihilists. But Ballmer, that's a guy who's like in the Illuminati, and he's like, we don't need these first round picks.
Mm-hmm.
Just win now. He ultimately picks. He's a Sixers fan.
Mm-hmm.
He ultimately picks them to win 55 games and beat the Bucks in a hard-fought seven-game conference finals. He does not pick them to win the NBA title, however. I'm going to skip a couple of these guys because I don't know Shabazz Palaces or Bad Wolves. I assume they're from Montreal because they have Wolf in their title. Doc Coyle from Bad Wolves is very, very positive about the Knicks. And after raving about them, he's like 31-51. Adam Levin, the drummer from X Ambassadors. Do you know that band?
Nope.
Nope, I don't either. He says, I 100% think the Lakers are going to make the playoffs in the finals. I think we'll win it all. We'll win at least 65 games in the process, but who knows? I'm very confident, but who knows what the rest of the league has in store since the talent is more spread than it has ever been.
Sean, what if it turned out that Lakers Paladin was the drummer for ex-ambassadors?
It's possible.
It's a Paladin-ass answer, right?
Well, he gives an even more Paladin-ass.
He doesn't talk about... Sorry, he doesn't talk about Poisonous Palenka.
No, so but he does
not,
say...
It's not Lakers Paladin. Well, for those of you listening, if you're on Twitter, follow at Lakers Paladin. It's the best account on Twitter. We don't know who he is. People keep assuming it's a bit. And I don't think this guy is a bit. He listens to the show.
He does listen to the show. He's called into the show.
Yeah. He called in using a voice changer. The only time a voice changer has never been applied by me on the show.
Yeah.
And I also applied several of them.
He thinks Kurt Rambis is stalking him. Today he tweeted, Every time Lou Williams steps onto the court, he knows he's had more sex than anyone in the building. You really can't put a price on that kind of confidence.
Mm-hmm. Love.
Well, this tweet really blew up, Joey. No one had retweeted it 2 hours ago, and now it has 323 likes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow, I think this is probably... Oh, congratulations to the Paladin. Anyway, this guy says he thinks AD is going to be the face of the team, and then he says, there's no middle ground in LA. If it doesn't go well, he's gone next year. If it does go well, he's here forever. Do you know the band Fiddler, Joey?
I do.
It's all capital letters.
Fiddler. Yeah.
Brandon Schwartzel mm-hmm, from Fiddler, sure. He's a Lakers fan. He thinks they go 56-26, NBA championship in 5 games, thinking against Philly, LeBron MVP, AD defensive player of the year.
Okay, that guy's never watched basketball in his entire life.
He's not really a fan.
Are you sure that's not Lakers sign guy?
Lakers sign guy. I don't know. We should have him on the pod, Joey.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. Okay, Steve Sladowski from a band Pup.
P-U-P. I know Pup. Pup's good. You'd like Pup.
I think I would like Pup. He had a very nice basketball feelings essay about being a Raptors fan and like the amazingness of the championship. And then he's definitely a basketball fan. He picks the Raptors in the high 40s for wins, says it'll be the 3rd through 5th seed. And at one point in his answer, he refers to something as a Zach Lowe-ism, which was basically just that the Raptors don't really have any bad players. I don't know. I couldn't tell which part was a Zach Lowe-ism, but that guy's a fan.
He talked about drinking one beer, right?
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to have one beer to celebrate their first round.
He was like, what's a movie? I've never heard of this thing.
He's like, yeah, in Croatia, they have an expression that is, ignore your baby and wife to watch tapes of Bulls games.
Yeah, he was like, here's a Zach Lowe-ism. What is Old Town Road? I've never heard of such a song. That should be a bet on mybookie.ag, promo code ROUNDROCK. What is the first pop culture thing of the season?
Okay, and finally, do you know Alex Cameron and Justin Juice Nielsen?
No.
They're Celtics fans, so fuck them. Yeah. We won't even give them their answer. So that's our Slam magazine roundup. Congratulations, Slam. And again,
not Slam.
Spin. Spin. What is the matter with me?
This was not cool enough for Slam to have done. This is the most Spin shit ever. Like, not. Yeah. Spin used to be cool, you know, not. But yeah. All right, keep going, John.
But Dave Hartley from War on Drugs, go on Roundball. That was the last one.
We'll have any of these people on Roundball. Anyone, if any of these people, if you're listening, come on Roundball. All right.
Yeah.
Sean, Jimmy Butler missed the opener to be at a child's birth.
I was very confused by this at first, and then... it seems like it was almost certainly his own child, but the woman, I believe she maybe does some modeling on Instagram.
Okay.
You get into kind of like, I feel like the NBA dark web like begins at Black Sports Online. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where there's like, there is a lot of good information, but sometimes you're like, I don't know where they got this from. Like, should I be looking at this? Now, granted, I've met one Black Sports Online correspondent. She was very nice, and she got to watch Terrence Williams have a meltdown at the Big Three draft.
Yeah, no, we are a pro Black Sports Online website.
Absolutely. Robert Littal, go on round ball.
Yeah, Robert Littal, go on round ball for sure.
Yeah.
Where did that phrasing come from? Is that what the Heat released?
I believe that Jimmy Butler has not acknowledged his own paternity yet. And I think that was weirdly the choice they made to just say, at a child's birth, and like open the door for Jimmy. But anyway, congratulations, Jimmy Butler, on becoming a father.
Or not. Congratulations on delivering a baby.
Yeah, or somehow missing the season opener to watch the birth of a child that might not be hit. Like, would it be the weirdest thing that Jimmy Butler has done?
No, not at all. It would make total sense. He was like, oh, I was just at the hospital 4 hours early, and then the birth of a child started, and I was like, I got to coach this woman through this.
He was actually just in, the waiting room in scrubs doing crunches. Uh-huh. And eventually they were like, do you want to just help out, watch this? Because you're making everybody else waiting uncomfortable.
All right, our next story, Sean. DeAndre Ayton got a 25-game suspension for testing positive for a diuretic.
Yeah. By the way, that is high for a PED suspension in the NBA. It's not like baseball where it's like 25, 50, and then you're banned for life or whatever.
But the diuretic one is always 25 games, I think, isn't it?
I just read that this was... Maybe it is. Maybe
it is. Because I saw a list of the diuretic guys. It's... this is what Hidu got caught with. This is what Nick Kalithis got caught doing. And then there were two other people.
And it's because it's all that stuff is like
it's
steroids.
It's used to mask steroids, yeah.
Yeah. He claims he may have been... Now, the thing about steroids that I've learned in the last couple of years is that often it is actually more of a weight loss thing than like a bulking up thing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why Timbaland was on steroids. Sure. Wasn't Mary J. Blige also on steroids?
Probably. She had huge arms.
Yeah. Timbaland being on steroids is one of my favorite music stories.
Magoo never on steroids, though.
Never. He would never. Too much integrity. DeAndre Ayton, Joe, you're not going to believe this. Mm-hmm. He says he took that supplement by mistake.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Wow.
It happens a lot to these athletes. Mm-hmm. The Players Association is planning to appeal to get a reduction. And, actually, NBA analyst Black Trey reported earlier that he had trimmed down a lot of baby fat this summer. Mm-hmm. So that would fit in with the weight loss story. And tonight, after the game, Charles Barkley said that they tested Ayton because Phoenix actually won a game.
A lot of people were making that joke, and it's a really good joke, and also I think it might be true.
Yeah. Like, those tests are not random. But it's I believe that Ayton knew this suspension was coming, but the Suns did not necessarily know, is what I...
Very
I don't
cool.
know.
So he got to the report card in the mail before his mom checked it.
That's what I think happened, yes. Because the timing is very weird. Because we're 2 days into the season. It almost, you know what I mean? Anyway.
I do.
Yeah.
All right. There's one more story we need to do. Pick it, Sean.
Oh, yeah,
Before we move on to what we're actually doing. Which one do you want to talk about the most?
Let's talk about the All-Star game, because the other stuff is not... Sure. Yeah. So... They announced that the 2023 All-Star Game is going to Salt Lake City. The All-Star Game has finally respected the Jazz again. It was there again 30 years ago. Granted, there were not 30 NBA teams, so a couple teams did get a second All-Star Game. On that anniversary, Karl Malone and John Stockton shared the MVP in an overtime win for the West because they shared everything, including... their wives, I believe, right? That's what happened. The weird thing is just looking at where the next All-Star games are going to be. This year it's in Chicago. The year after that, it's in Indianapolis. I may be misreading the city of Indianapolis, but it seemed wretched when I was there. Mm-hmm. And then 2022, it's in Cleveland. So what a string of... like not fun cities, I would think. Also cities that seem like they would be very cold in February.
Yeah. Also there's no booze in Utah barely, right?
Yeah, you have to join like a social club So the last time I was in Salt Lake City, it seemed like they had had – it's very pretty there. Don't get me wrong. They seem to have had like kind of an uptick of like foodie places. So I was there pretty briefly, but I went to a brew pub, but I had to like sign a book and I might have joined the Mormon church. I don't know.
Oh, that's cool.
But it was so pleasant, you know, it's a nice place, but yeah, it does not seem like a party location.
Well,
and maybe that's it. Maybe we're just cutting down on bad behavior.
Maybe Adam Silver will be driving to the state line all weekend to go grab more 12ers.
Oh my God. It would be so great if people ended up partying in like Wendover, Nevada. Have you been to Salt Lake City, Joey?
No.
There's an amazing, it's not in Salt Lake City. It's a ways out on 80, but there's a salt palace, which is like built on the shore of the Great Salt Lake. And you're never going to believe this. It's really been destroyed by salt water. Who would have guessed?
I do believe that. All right. Should we go to what? This is our predictions.
Let's go to predictions.
Let's blow through these.
We don't have to go through the odds. But I don't even. Do you want to go through? Yeah, let's just go through the over-unders we picked just for posterity.
Or should we? I'm looking at them and I already regret all of mine.
Yeah, but I know. I'm also. I didn't realize. So just to summarize these. I went under on 20 teams, uh-huh. So that's not good. Joey went over on 19 uh-huh. teams.
So pick the middle.
I'm a hater. I am really a hater. And we agreed 17 times, mm-hmm. which that seems about right.
Yeah, I would just bet the ones we agree on.
Yeah, let's blow. Yeah. Should we even go through?
Would they listen to this already?
Yeah.
Do our predictions.
We have it for posterity. Let's do our predictions. Okay.
Let's start with the worst awards and move
on. Yeah. Okay, great.
All right, Sean. Who do you think is going to be Rookie of the Year this year?
You know, I was pretty confident about Zion.
Yeah. So but, were the odds makers at minus 130.
Yeah, and I think he's going to miss too much time now. Mm-hmm. And so, God, I'm trying to think. I guess I would just go with Ja. Like he seems like the other guy that I think will probably be the best. But if you're looking for, like, some value with your bets, you scroll down and you get PJ Washington at 100-1. Mm-hmm. That guy is going to put up numbers this year.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you who the real Rookie of the Year is going to be, though. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Give me Tyler Hero to win Rookie of the Year.
Ooh, that's tight. Okay. And he's at 40-1.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if I was straight up predicting, I'd still go with Ja, but and I was actually like felt, I don't know, man. But yeah, I would Hero and Washington are like the bets, I think.
But I think Hero's really going to win it. He's been really hot to start the preseason already, where people have talked a lot about him. And I watched him last night and he looked pretty good.
Well, he's a good shooter and he's going to get a lot of playing time, it seems like.
Yeah.
On a team that's on TV a lot. And look, as long as he doesn't start playing video games in front of Jimmy Butler, he's going to be fine.
All right, Sean, finally. I mean, not finally. Our next award, the most improved player of the year. Let me tell you right now, you know who the leader in the clubhouse odds-wise is on this? This is some fucking bullshit. It's Jason Tatum.
That's just like, it's such a weird award, too, but I mean, you should just pick who you think is the best from
the
2016 or 2017 draft, because that's usually what it is. Give me John Collins, I think.
Interesting.
I think
he's gonna,
I just think he's going to put up huge numbers mm-hmm. this year. And Tatum is going to be like divisive. The Boston media might decide they're going to tear him down. You know, the barrel's empty. Kyrie was in the barrel. Mm-hmm. Someone's going in that barrel. it might as well be Jason Tatum.
This one's an easy one. This is another 40-1 odds too, but this guy's winning it, dude. It's Markelle Fultz.
Oh, I mean, if he does like anything,
he already did something.
I know, but
game one, 50% from the floor, baby. Player of the game for the Orlando Magic.
I mean, look, I want to believe this, but you know,
but I also predicted Zach Collins too.
Oh, so I also I actually predicted Zach Collins in, well, not in print, but on the internet. What are the Zach Collins odds? I don't even see him.
50-1.
50-1. I like Zach Collins too, but I just realized John Collins is going to put up more numbers than Zach Collins this year. And for most improved player, you don't really necessarily have to be on a good team.
No,
this is a numbers and buckets award.
All right, sixth man of the year, Sean.
I'm going to keep predicting Lou Williams until something else happens, but there's no value in betting him. These odds are very weird, Joey. But I think
there's an obvious guy though, and it's actually not Lou Williams, but he plays on the same team.
You think it's Harrell?
I think Montrezl Harrell. 9-1.
He is the value bet for sure. But I still think Lou is probably going to win it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Harrell should not be. I don't think Lou Williams is six times more likely to win it than Montrezl Harrell, which is what you'd be betting on here.
Oh, you know, I forgot. You know who another good most improved player bet is actually? Is Lonzo. The narrative favors Lonzo.
Yeah, he could do it. And he's 25-1.
Yeah. All right. Defensive player of the year, Sean.
Oh, can I tell you a weird one that's on that list, though?
Yeah, yeah. For sixth Jonas, man?
Jonas, no, most improved.
Oh.
Jonas Valanciunas.
That's weird.
He's just been in the league for quite some time now.
Yeah, but he's going to put up numbers.
He is. I mean, he'll put up numbers, so he is going to put up huge numbers this year.
All right, Sean. Defensive player of the year. Who's it going to be?
Defensive player of the year.
Rudy Gobert is leading at +145.
Oh, give me Embiid, baby. 8.5 to 1.
850.
Yeah, that's the one I want. I mean, like Gobert, I could see it happening. I just think that what's going to happen with Utah this year is the team will probably be better, but I think the defense is going to be a little bit worse. Mm-hmm. So, and that'll be like enough to crack the door. I think Philly has a really good chance at being the number one defense in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely. Then it's, yeah. So that, yeah. And I think that's good value for Embiid. Also, Kawhi could definitely win at 16-1.
Yeah. I actually like Giannis the odds are whatever, but I think Giannis is going to win it.
That's it. I just think
of these choices, frankly.
It's weird that Brooke Lopez is so high.
It is. Yeah, Brooke Lopez at 50-1.
With Embiid, I feel like this is like picking your MVP candidate as the team you think that's going to be the first.
All right.
Coach of the year. Yeah.
Coach of the year, Sean. This one always goes to someone weird. Like, last year it went to Coach Bud, but anyone could have won it last year.
Dwayne Casey won the year before.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm taking Mike Malone.
Yeah, that was
last
gonna be my
year's
pick.
When he should have won it, but they gave it to Bud instead. So he'll get it this year.
I think they have a great chance to have the best record in the West.
Yeah.
I don't think Doc Rivers is going to win because people are going to just say, you added Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Mm-hmm. Whereas the Nuggets basically stood pat. And God, who else would I even bet on here?
I would bet Gentry's a good bet.
I think Brett Brown I mean, the problem is you'd have to look at Brett Brown. And did you see Coach Bud's new beard, Joey?
I did.
That made me think he has zero chance.
I tweeted that Coach Bud has extreme I saw a ghost energy this year. and I didn't have room in the tweet to explain that. But when I say he has I saw a ghost energy, I mean, like, he got up in the middle of the night in a giant shirt with one of those hats, you know, with one of those sleeping hats, and he was holding a candle, and a ghost kept blowing out the candle. That is what Coach Bud looks like this year.
Yeah. Now, the ones I would most want to bet in this group, it's one's 50 to 1, one's 45 to 1. Rick Carlisle and Nick Nurse. Just because, like, I could see the Raptors getting the 3 seed and they're just being like amazing that he got this team back without Kawhi. And Carlisle, it's just like, if he makes the playoffs, he could win Coach of the Year.
Well, Clifford is the same way. Like, if the Magic are the 3 seed in the East.
Yeah, I just don't think that's going to happen.
I know.
But, yeah. All right. Boylan's 70 to 1. Taylor Jenkins, actually an NBA coach, 100 to 1.
All right, Sean. Your number one award. Who's winning MVP this year?
You know, I really thought Anthony Davis before the season, and he is 7 to 1. But I'm kind of leaning to Kawhi.
Mm-hmm. Because you've seen Kawhi play 2 games and you've only seen everyone else play 1 game.
I mean, kind of. I just looking back on it, I just think that LeBron and AD will split vote. Like they're 3rd and 4th in the odds, and that should be a stay away from a betting perspective. Look, I think Anthony Davis is a fine choice, but I think Kawhi, I would bet, just because he's 9 to 1.
I like 2 guys for this award. They both play the same position. They both have the same odds.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic.
Ah, some beefy boys.
I think those are going to be your 2 number 1 seeds.
Yeah, I could say that.
Oh, wait. Yeah. And that's why I picked Giannis for Defensive Player of the Year, because I don't think they'll go MVP defensive. So I'm taking Embiid.
Isn't there, like, one person ever that's done that, and it's Michael Jordan?
Yeah, and it was Michael Jordan, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hakeem Olajuwon did not even do it, I don't think.
No.
Yeah. But I also like Jokic a lot for this award, because, again, I think the Nuggets are going to win a lot of games.
But he's 60 pounds overweight, Joey.
Well, he still...
That's what David Thorpe said.
He still won that game. All right, Sean. Pick your 8 finals teams, your 8 playoff teams.
Okay. I feel like I did. Okay, so should we do East first or West first?
East.
Okay. Milwaukee, Philly, Toronto. Milwaukee, Philly, Toronto, Boston. And then I like, Jesus, why can't I remember any basketball teams right now?
I mean, there is a list in front of
me. There is a list in front of me?
Yeah, in our over-unders.
Oh, right. I should look at, that's good. Okay, that's good to pick the ones that I, can I be consistent? I'm picking the Miami Heat as 1 of the 8. That's 5 teams. The Nets is 6. Heat, Nets. I wish I had sorted these by conference right now, Joey. Okay, Celtics, Nets, Heat, Magic, Sixers, Raptors. I'm still at six. What is the matter with me? Okay, Milwaukee, Philly, Boston. It's just not organized well. Okay, Milwaukee, Philly, Toronto. Those are my top three. Boston, Brooklyn. That gets you to five. Orlando is six. Miami is seven.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what? Give me the damn Hawks as my eighth seed. I'm sticking with that musician who I've already forgotten. And I am picking the Pistons and the Pacers to drop out of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And be replaced by the Heat and the Hawks.
Okay.
That's what I'm landing on.
All right. Sixers, one seed. Bucks, two seed. Orlando Magic, three seed. No, Toronto Raptors, three seed.
Yeah.
Orlando Magic, four.
Yeah, I already regret my underpick for the Magic. I just thought they would revert back, but then watching them play, I was just like, I don't want to root for an under with this team. Like, I want to get on the Fultz train, baby.
Okay, wait, where was I? Five?
You've got to four. You have four teams.
Oh, yeah, so I'm at five. This is where it gets really hard.
You picked the Pacers to go over 46 and a half.
Yeah, minutes. Yeah. Pacers, five.
Uh-huh.
Heat.
Okay.
Yeah, Heat, six.
Uh-huh.
Celtics, five. Pacers, okay. Six. Heat, seven. Uh-huh. And then give me, who do I think is going to be the eighth seed? Fuck it. Give me the Chicago Bulls as the eighth seed.
Oh. Okay, so you're saying the Pistons drop out, and who else is dropping out of the playoffs for you? The Nets?
The Nets, yeah.
Okay.
I just don't trust that Kyrie's going to be healthy all year. I mean, I did take the over on the Nets.
Mm-hmm.
What am I talking about? Yeah, give me the Nets over the fucking Bulls.
It's not going to happen for the Bulls. I had almost talked myself into it, and then it was like, they're still run by the same people. Look, they filled out the bench well this offseason, but it's still the same franchise. It's still the same guys. There's no reason to believe in Jim Boylan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad he's there. He gives us a lot. But like that time clock, that time card shit, no thank you.
I just
like a guy like, who's trying to pretend he's hard scrabble constantly, get out.
The thing is I like
this isn't
their
the
players.
NFL, baby. I do, but it's like a 22 win team last year?
But they added Satoransky, right?
Uh-huh.
I like Satoransky.
Yeah.
Year of Wendell. It's another year of Lowry.
You know what? I think they're going to be 10 to 12 games better, which still makes them the 11th best team. It's just, I mean, and that first, I'm not being swayed by the first game of the season. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
I just got so excited about Thad Young and Satoransky that I didn't look at the other underlying factors, which is like Zach LaVine's really fun to watch, but I've rooted for a team that had Monte Ellis before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm rooting for a team that has a Monte Ellis again.
Mm-hmm.
Although, yeah, yeah. So yeah, that's what I'm picking there. But I'm going to pick the Hawks to be a wild card, and it's definitely unfair to predict them above the Pacers, but I just want to make it very clear that I don't believe in the Pacers at all. And the Pistons, like, God bless them, but it just, like, it's a bummer.
Yeah, I mean, Blake is already out.
Yeah, and he's just, that was my whole anti-Pistons thing was betting on Blake Griffin missing 25 to 30 games. And he is well on his way. And again, I'm not rooting for that. It's just, he's had like nine surgeries on one leg.
All right, Sean. The Western Conference. Oh, who's winning the East?
I was impressed by Philly. I'm still sticking with Milwaukee, though, just because I picked them already.
I get it.
And I like them, you know?
I'm taking the Sixers now. I think I was not prepared when I was talking about how weird the Sixers were for just how good Ben Simmons is. Admittedly, as someone who's always liked Ben Simmons, I sort of let Shoot a Three Coward poison my brain a little bit. And then I watched him play basketball and I was like, oh yeah, this guy could honestly win MVP, actually.
Well, and I was just thinking about how into their like monster lineup they used to play last year before all the trades happened. And it's like, oh, this is a better Al Horford is a really high quality monster to put in this monster defense. Just like, you know, Ben Simmons guarding point guards seems terrifying.
Right.
But I already picked the Bucks. I think it's very close between those teams too.
All right, Sean. I went first with the West. With the East. Do you want me to go first with the West?
Yeah, you lead this time.
Okay. Denver first.
Uh-huh.
Houston second. Look, okay. I didn't like how they looked tonight, but I still just think they're going to win a lot of dumb games.
Uh-huh.
Clippers. Oh, wait, what am I doing? Clippers second. Sorry.
Yeah.
Houston third. Lakers four.
Uh-huh.
This is where it gets hard.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say San Antonio 5. Right? I said Lakers 4?
You have Lakers, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, San Antonio 5.
Uh-huh.
Portland 6.
Uh-huh.
Golden State 7.
Uh-huh.
Wait, what am I doing? I forgot about Utah. The Jazz are above the Spurs. So, sorry, my bad. Denver, Clippers,
uh-huh.
Lakers,
uh-huh.
Houston,
uh-huh.
4, Utah, 5.
Okay.
San Antonio, 6, Portland, 7. No, Golden State, 7, Portland, 8.
All right. I'm going Denver, 1, Clippers, 2, Houston, 3. Utah 4, Lakers 5. I don't really feel like I'm disrespecting the Lakers. I just think they're going to like rest Davis and LeBron enough. You know what I mean? Like they don't really, if they're not the one seed, who cares?
My thing with this conference is it's like pick any 5 for the top 5 and then any 5 for the bottom 3.
right, exactly. Okay, so I got to the Lakers at 5. Yeah, I think I like hold on. So I have 3 more spots to fill. I'm going against what I actually predicted in the over-unders, Joey.
Is it because you've watched the Golden State Warriors play basketball now?
No, I'm still having the war. I'm gonna go Spurs Warriors. This seems stupid, but Mavs.
Wow, Portland out of the playoffs, huh?
I hate their offseason moves so much, and I think Whiteside is like, if there's like any player that can ruin the great vibes and the chemistry and the Stotts Dame CJ thing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's boring if we pick the same thing.
Fair point.
So Pacers, Blazers, those are the fans that should be mad at me. Because these are not super defensible choices. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm going to...
Pelicans instead of Mavs?
No. I'm not going to go Pelicans. I actually think the Timberwolves are going to finish ahead of the Pelicans, actually. I love the Pelicans like going forward, but I gotta say the way Elvin Gentry was playing 13 guys makes me think that he's like that the team's like, relax, we got plenty of time with these guys. Yeah, I get, you know, Blazers 9, Wolves 10, Pelicans 11.
Showing off a little, doing the. All right, and who wins the West?
The Clippers.
I also think the Clippers are going to win.
I don't see how anyone beats them in the playoffs.
Yeah. So, and I also think the Clippers are winning the NBA championship.
I think it might be like a five gamer. Now, did I set it up? I do think if I had to pick a conference finals right now, it would be Clippers Lakers, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the Lakers are very good. I just don't think they have the personnel or necessarily the will to like overachieve in the regular season. Mm-hmm. But I think the Nuggets are probably not very well prepared to play them in the second round.
Right.
And the way I predicted it, I have the Warriors getting swept horribly by the Clippers. Mm-hmm. If it's a 2-7 matchup. Who are you the least confident in of the playoff teams you picked?
I mean, any of the bottom three East teams I picked?
Yeah, bottom three West teams, I feel the same way. Where it's like, if the Spurs won like 40 games, I'd be like, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
They guaranteed another year for LaMarcus Aldridge. I mean, so congratulations, Corbin Smith.
I'm really not confident in the Nets, though, actually, at all.
No. No.
And I love Kyrie. A lot of stuff could blow. It just feels like I'm not. Well, actually, I take that back. You know what? I am the least confident in my Golden State Warriors pick. But I'm sticking with it.
No, you can't.
I had them going over, so I have to stick with it. But boy, I just have to keep telling myself they just have to beat the bad teams, and then Steph gets hot for five games they're not supposed to win.
Right.
That's
right,
basically right. How they get there. But man, does it look rough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, Sean. I want you to give me one more prediction. This is a show that's not about basketball.
That's true.
And the last couple of episodes, we've been talking mostly about basketball. I mean, I guess we talked about a lot about musicians today, but
honestly, that's a little bit gross, right?
Yeah, I want you to give me a prediction for a storyline that you think is going to happen this season.
Okay, I think. Hold on. I made a couple notes about this. So, I think I already predicted that I thought Steph would break his own 3-point record.
That has to do with basketball. These are not the storyline I want.
Non-basketball things.
Yeah, okay. I want, you know, fucking Boylan shit.
Oh, here
you
we go. Here
I mean?
We go. This, I think, is going to happen. Dame Lillard has a rap battle with Lonzo Ball.
Mm. Not bad.
Like, there's no other rapper trying to test himself. And, you know, I feel like they might be kind of battling for a playoff seed. And, you know, Lonzo's had his own rap battle with Kyle Kuzma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just makes sense.
Mine is, I think Kyrie Irving is going to start his own line of CBD beverages.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Right? Seems like it's going to happen eventually. All right. I'm jacked and juiced, just like our man Jim Boylan for this season.
Yeah, but it's time for us to clock out, I think.
It sure is. Sean, anything you have to plug?
No, just if you're in the Bay, New Year's shows at Cobb's December 29th, 30th, and December 31st.
Great. As for me... first off, follow us on Twitter as a podcast at Round Rock Pod. Email us at roundrockpod@gmail.com. Donate to our Patreon at patreon.com/roundrockpod or call us on the phone. I want to, my new season's resolution. I want to hear from more listeners this year in voicemail form. So Joey, call us on the phone.
we hit a milestone today, actually.
Oh, yeah?
We got our first spam call to the Google Voice number.
Oh, tight.
Yeah.
Or
one of us actually is getting investigated by the IRS. I don't know.
Oh, no. As for me, I can tell it's going to be a good season because yesterday, Frankie Muniz tweeted a classic Frankie Muniz tweet.
Yes.
Just, this is the genre of Frankie Muniz tweet I got into Frankie Muniz Twitter for. Always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz, where on October 23rd, I tweeted, "What do you know? Another knee injury. Who am I? Derrick Rose?"
Oh my God. I bet they're personal friends too. He, Sheriff Joe, and Derrick Rose.
Sean, did you write a song?
I did. Look, this one isn't great, but it is a Luka Doncic song, and that's the most important thing. It's about their first game of the season, and it's called Bielshev.
Great. That's playing under us right now. Trust the process.
Trust the process.
And shut it down. Thank you so much to the listeners of this show. It really means a lot.
Yeah, you guys are great. I think we're both very emotional today.
We are. We'll talk about that when I can get the audio of the reason we are next episode. But shut it down. Let's have a great basketball season.
They are matched up in the fourth because his Smith kept getting burned. Isaac Bonga couldn't stop him, and Davis Bertans got turned. They were searching for someone who could limit Luka D. The Wizards made a run, and then things got a bit chippy. Bielshev. Double technicals for a Bielshev. A cop-out from the referee, Bielshev. Luka's got to ignore the Bielshev. The game was just a blowout, but the Wizards made a run. While down south, Marvin Bagley got his ass kicked by the Suns. The ref ejected Bradley just because he raised his hand. Then Luka hit Porzingis and he got a monster jam. Bielshev. It barely was a real shove. Something to generate hot takes. Bielshev. Luka's too big to move after a Bielshev. Shout out to Mary J. Blige. But do you know else who has a J? Luka Doncic, baby.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.